might be in the midst of what they're calling the Great Resignation. It's another of these pandemic trends. A lot of people reassessing their life and all that sort of stuff. AUT Business School, study looking at 1,000 participants. Number of people who had no thoughts of leaving their job halved to only 9.2%. The number of people who had high turnover intentions, that went from 34 to 46. Almost half of people had high turnover intentions. Study leaders, Professor Jared Haar, who's with us. Very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
This is part of an international thing, clearly, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think you're dead right. It's about COVID-19. People are reassessing their jobs and their lives and going, gee whiz, I don't think I'm doing something as great as I could be, and maybe there's better opportunities out there.
But saying you're thinking about it and doing it are not the same thing. That'd be fair, wouldn't it?
It is fair, yeah. So we do know this is the best predictor of actual turnover, but you're right. Lots of people think, okay, I'm about to go, take a new job, and then something else comes along in life, and then they think, oh my gosh, I can't leave my elderly mother here, so I won't leave my job. And so things do get in the way. So this is just really, a good indication of people's thoughts, perhaps the best indicator of their behaviour. But it should worry employers that it's so high. That would be my advice.
What about the labour shortage? Does that play a part as well? You're looking around, you're seeing everybody's looking for people to do stuff. And at that point you go, oh, yeah, I could probably do that.
Yeah, and I think it plays into employees' hands because they think, well, actually, I'm not quite skilled enough for that, but I think I could pull it off. And so you do get those who are now going to get promoted up into jobs that perhaps other people might have come along and taken if we had, open borders and a free flow of talent, for example.
Huge, huge age and variance in any of the work you've done. Is there somebody who stands out as being unusual?
No, it's actually quite generic. No gender differences. It doesn't differ by managers or employees. It doesn't differ by ethnicity. So, if you're thinking, oh, maybe not on my workforce, you're probably wrong. It's probably going to be in every workforce.
Geez, interesting. All right, Jared, appreciate your insight very much. Jared Haar, AUT Business School.